You can imagine the effect that Hofstede's findings had on people in the aviation industry. What was their great battle over mitigated speech and teamwork all about, after all? It was an attempt to reduce power distance in the cockpit. Hofstede's questions about power distance, how frequently, in your experience, does the following problem occur, employees being afraid to express disagreement with their managers, was the very question aviation experts were asking of first officers in their dealings with captains. And Hofstede's work suggested something that had not occurred to anyone in the aviation world, that the task of convincing first officers to assert themselves was going to depend an awful lot on their culture's power distance rating. That's what Ratwadi meant when he said that no American would have been so fatally intimidated by the controllers at Kennedy Airport. America is a classic low-power distance culture. When push comes to shove, Americans fall back on their Americanness. And that Americanness means that you think of the air traffic controller as your equal. But what country do you find at the other end of the power distance scale? Colombia. In the wake of the Avianca crash, the psychologist Robert Helmreich, who has done more than anyone to argue for the role of culture in explaining pilot behavior, wrote a brilliant analysis of the accident in which he argued that you couldn't understand Klotz's behavior without first taking into account his nationality. That his predicament that day was uniquely the predicament of someone who had a deep and abiding respect for authority. Helmreich wrote, "The high power distance of Colombians could have created frustration on the part of the first officer because the captain failed to show the kind of clear, if not autocratic, decision-making expected in high power distance cultures. The first and second officers may have been waiting for the captain to make decisions, but still may have been unwilling to pose alternatives." Klotz sees himself as a subordinate. It's not his job to solve the crisis. It's the captain's, and the captain is exhausted and isn't saying anything. Then there's the domineering Kennedy Airport air traffic controllers ordering the planes around. Klotz is trying to tell them that he's in trouble. But he's using his own cultural language, speaking as a subordinate would to a superior. The controllers, though, aren't Colombian. They're low-power distance New Yorkers. They don't see any hierarchical gap between themselves and the pilots in the air, and to them, mitigated speech from a pilot doesn't mean the speaker is being appropriately deferential to a superior. It means that the pilot doesn't have a problem. There is a point in the transcript where the cultural miscommunication between the controllers and Klotz becomes so evident that it is almost painful to read. It's the last exchange between Avianca and the control tower, just minutes before the crash. Klotz has just said, "I guess so, thank you very much," in response to the controller's question about their fuel state. Captain Cavietis then turns to Klotz.